ABC Radio, South Coast and Great Southern with John Cecil, just breaking into Grandstand and the tennis this afternoon. The regional director of FISA in the Great Southern is Grant Olson, and he's joined us at this time to talk about a, not a cyclone, but a storm cell that's making its way down Albany Highway. Grant Olson, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
This is a chance to tell people about an extra situation, not the cyclone situation, but another, I guess, surprise situation that's occurred and people need to be aware.
That's correct. Look, basically we have a severe storm cell, thunderstorm cell, that's moving down the centre of the Albany Highway. Currently it's come down from Geraldton, moved over Northern 2J, York, and currently is around about Narrogin. It has strong winds within the cell, heavy rainfall, is reasonably destructive, and we're just asking people if they could please be prepared and be out of the weather conditions and keep themselves safe.
Can you give us an idea about the line of the storm cell and which way it's moving, where it'll go?
Yes, at this stage, it looks like, watching the weather radar, it's moving virtually down the Albany Highway, so it's going to follow a line, Narrogin, Wagin, Katanning, and then hopefully disappear inland a little bit.
As it moves through, are you... Has the Weather Bureau given you any idea of the sorts of rainfall, the sorts of power of the storm?
Well, they've been forecasting thunderstorms for this area, separate to the cyclone activity. And so we're sort of saying they are severe thunderstorms. And so we can expect strong winds and, moderate to heavy rainfalls, but it could all fall in a very short time and will obviously do a considerable amount of damage.
So the storms were over Northam, 2J, and really in a line down to Collie and Bunbury, and they're moving effectively southeast down that line.
Look, it appears that it really started in Geraldton this morning and has moved through Perth and is running a line down as far as Collie and that sort of thing down towards Bunbury.
So Katanning and Wagin, Narrogin.
Certainly Narrogin, Wagin, Katanning can expect to be hit by the thunderstorms in the next hour or so.
And should take appropriate...
Yep, they should try and be out inside, out of the weather, until the storm passes through.
Okay, and the Weather Bureau site at bomb.gov.au can provide more information. And finally, before we leave it, can you give us an update on the cyclone? Because lots of people are concerned about that.
Sure. Look, at this stage for the Great Southern region, the cyclone is still expected to impact somewhere between Perth and Bunbury tomorrow at some stage, probably later on in the afternoon. It would appear that the cyclone will downgrade itself to a one or a tropical storm as it gets in nearer the coast, but we still would expect there to be, storm activity along the coastline and high and severe fire dangers on the western coastline, but inland to the east, we can expect some severe to extreme fire dangers.
Grant Olson, the operations the regional director at FISA in the Great Southern, thanks for your time this morning. We'll have a wash up with you at 7:15 on Monday. And now let's return to the tennis.